And it is today's Topical Currents. I'm Joseph Cooper. Bonnie Berman returns Monday. But both of us certainly hope you'll choose to support the wide range of regional and local programs presented on the station. A lot of heart and creativity goes into making them. So please call at 866-247-9576 and make that pledge. Also, you can go to WLRNradio.org. That's probably the easiest way, and make the pledge and also qualify for any of our special offers. So joining us now is chef, author, and syndicated columnist, Linda Gassenheimer. During this pledge period, I'd like to point out that she and Fred Tasker have done these segments for over 15 years, so we certainly aren't Johnny-come-latelys. Linda, we have perhaps the most festive of holidays coming up, certainly in the imbibing department. What's in store?
Well, you know, St. Patrick's Day, of course, seems like an excuse for a party, but we always have an excuse for a wonderful big party. Our guest today is someone who should really know. He's Martin Lynch. He's the co-owner with John Clark of John Martin's Restaurant, an Irish pub in Coral Gables.
Always one of our favorite guests because he always comes laden.
I'm talking laden. I'm going to just stop talking and eat. Sorry. Well, he's here to tell us about his St. Patrick Day celebrations. And, of course, he's brought us some really great Irish food. Let's welcome Martin Lynch. Hi, Martin.
Hi, Lynn. How you doing?
Great to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
And also with us is our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. And Fred gives the wine suggestions for my Dinner Minutes column. And you can also read Fred's wine column in the Miami Herald. Fred, I do suppose we're drinking today.
I thought I would talk about Irish wine. Are you ready for that?
Well, Martin, are we ready for wine instead of beer?
Anything. We'll go for anything.
Oh, we thought you'd talk about O'Doul's, Fred.
Well, I am going to talk about Irish whiskey first. But I'll get to the wine, too.
All right. Martin Lynch, your St. Patrick's Day celebration has become a Coral Gables staple. And it's not just for people with Coral Gables. They come from all over to join the celebrations. And it's your 23rd year, I think, of doing this.
Yeah, it's been 23 years. It's a great time of the year, obviously, for guys like us. We feel like we were pioneers in this whole thing right from the start. So it's becoming a common thing now at Irish places and having big St. Patrick's Day parties.
All right. So what are your plans this year?
Well, this year what we're doing is we're not doing a street party, which you've done for the last, say, 17, 18 years. We're making it a kind of a two-day celebration inside in John Martin's. We're kicking it off on Sunday the 16th with an Irish-style brunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m.
So you're going to start a day ahead?
Yeah.
Really get into the theme of things, right?
Just in the swing of things.
And, what's an Irish brunch? Well, they don't have brunch in Ireland?
Well, they do nowadays. They've got everything over there. But, you know, we'd be doing things like bangers and Irish bacon, black and white pudding, fish and chips.
Okay, I think people need an explanation of bangers. It's something we eat.
Yeah, bangers are like Irish sausage. It's like a bratwurst or something like that. But it's Irish sausage served with mashed potato. We have it on the menu. We serve it with mashed potato and onions.
So it's bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash.
Typical pub food.
There you go.
For breakfast?
It's big for breakfast. Like an Irish breakfast is big. I mean, you probably often heard of people when they go to Ireland to stay in guest houses or wherever it might be, that they always, the one thing they always talk about is the breakfast they get in the morning. And typically it would be like sausage, bacon, eggs, baked beans, tomato, mushrooms. That doctor you had on one day before, like he wouldn't really approve of that.
After that, then you have to go back to bed.
I must say, as you're talking about this breakfast, Joe Cooper has an enormous smile on his face. This is his kind of world. Okay, so we're having brunch on Sunday.
I've got corned beef in front of me, for one thing, and cabbage, the best cabbage. It's not that soggy, usual kind of...
No. Well, let's go on. Then tell us what else you're serving.
So that's Sunday. We've got that, and then we've got Irish music all day. So we got Paddy Kelligan, and he's coming on at 12.
Paddy Kelligan?
That's as Irish as you can get, right? And then at night time, we're running a very interesting thing. It's normally on a Sunday night, we do what we call an open mic. And this year, we're getting all the artists like to come in, and whoever writes the best Irish song or Irish style song. We got Michael Stock here, I think, is one of the judges coming in for it.
Oh, wow.
And we're doing that on
Sunday. I
guess
near the end of those, people might get a little sloppy.
All right. So we kind of got through Sunday.
Sunday.
So now we have to get up and start all over again on Monday?
Yes, we do. And we start early on Monday. Monday is just go for it day. I mean, it's St. Patrick's Day. We've got a bunch of people coming over from Ireland, and which come every year. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with us. We open at 11:30. We're doing a private brunch for Diageo at 10:30. Fred, you know, they're the guys that do that Bushmills whiskey you're going to be talking about.
Oh, yes. Yeah, uh-huh. Good stuff.
And we got a private brunch for them on Monday at 10:30. And then we go into regular business from 11:30 on.
They're going to be able to eat that whole lunch in an hour?
An hour and a half, probably, you know.
Okay.
And then we just celebrate the rest of the day. Like, we've got live DJ in all day long, just doing Irish style music, and you know, it's kind of more like for the younger crowd that day. I think Sunday's the older crowd, Monday's the younger crowd.
You don't do the jig anymore?
I used to, but maybe 150 pounds ago.
Okay.
Yeah, after a while, it turns into the jiggle
or wobble.
Okay, so tell us where you're located. The people are already on their way, you know?
Yeah, we're at 253 Miracle Mile, Coral Gables. We're there for the last 25 years, so.
And you have lots of events going on throughout the year, don't you?
Yeah, we always do something special. Like, you know, the week prior to St. Paddy's, there's a thing called Brit Week.
Brit as in British?
As in British, yes.
Yes, okay.
And we have a special Brit Week menu, which we're running. And there you'll find some of those scones.
How does that sit with the Irish, though?
Well, you know, we're trying to work closely with them.
So you can allow some English people there?
Yeah, I think so. There's a few around, you know, so we want to get them in, you know.
What are you going to lace the food with?
No, there'll be no... there'll be no ill in or mal intent or whatever.
So we have some scones, and what else are you going to serve?
We're going to do scones. We're going to do like Cornish pasties.
Okay, so Cornish. A lot of people won't know what a Cornish pasty is.
Well, I've got it here. Cornish pasty. It's pork, potato, onion, and celery, and it's wrapped in a pastry shell, something like that sausage roll you had.
Right, so this is what we call a major, enormous, big empanada.
Yeah, it's like a big, exactly, that's what it is. It's like a big empanada.
Right.
And okay. John's been doing that lately. He's been doing the farmer's market in Coral Gables, and he's been selling our breads, you know, our homemade brown and raisin bread. And he's been doing the pasties and the scones and all that. And there's a great reaction to it.
So this is John Clark, who's a co-owner with you.
Yeah, yeah.
John Martin's.
That's the John and John Martin, yeah.
Okay. So we're going to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking about St. Patrick's Day celebrations with Martin Lynch. He's the co-owner with John Clark of John Martin's Restaurant and Irish Pub. It's in Coral Gables. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
And we return. It is today's Topical Currents, Joseph Cooper, along with Linda Gassenheimer. Of course, Bonnie Berman will be back with us Monday, and we're joined also by Fred Tasker. And all of us certainly urge you to support the wide range of regional and local programs presented on the station. We put a lot of energy into it. We have a very small staff, so please give us a call at 866-247-9576 or go online and pledge at WLRNradio.org. Linda?
Yes, hello, Joe. Well, Joe, it's hard for me to talk because I'm eating so much at the
and
moment.
And rattling paper all over, too.
Oh, sorry. Well, we're just having this wonderful time enjoying our St. Patrick's Day celebrations a little early.
Pretty loose today on this pledge drive.
Okay, Martin Lynch, co-owner with John
Clark.
And
we haven't tried the Bushmills either.
I'm trying to tell you who's here. Martin Lynch. He's the co-owner with John Clark of John Martin's Restaurant and Irish Pub in Coral Gables. And he's been telling us about their St. Patrick's Day celebrations. He's brought us some wonderful food to taste. And lest you think, there is no alcohol in the studio. So don't look at me that way.
Oh, Martin, what is this?
That's the sausage roll.
The sausage roll. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Linda.
Oh, it's okay. So we have a sausage roll here.
Yeah.
Mm. What's made? Well, how is it made?
Well, that's made with ground beef or pork with ginger and nutmeg.
Mm. Oh, it's the ginger and nutmeg, and it's so unusual.
Yeah,
to have that.
He makes that, and we do that for a lot of private parties and things like that, and just cut them up like that. Mm. It's very popular.
They're little
small. Great finger food.
Yeah, great finger food, and we've been having this most wonderful corned beef. And cabbage. And the cabbage, as Joe mentioned earlier, is just crunchy and wonderful. And how do you make good cabbage?
I think it's just like, it's al dente, isn't it, Joe? It's like cooked to perfection, really, you know. So he did that with loving care before I came out.
So you can say that because John Clark cooked it.
Yeah.
And so you don't know how he cooked it. Is that what you're telling us?
It's not as though it were boiled with the meat for a long time and just got mushy.
Well, no, what they do is the cabbage and the corned beef is boiled together, like, you know, and then they use the cabbage, that's the flavor in the cabbage as well, like, you know.
Well, I think to keep the cabbage, because it's not just cabbage, there's celery and carrots, and they're nice little chunks of it, and I think that he probably adds that in last minute, and then takes it out and maybe just even rinses it in some splash of cold water to stop the cooking and keeps it nice and crunchy that way.
Right, that's it.
Okay, thanks for the recipe. and then with it, we've got mustard, but there's a sauce. What's this other sauce that's here?
That's just like a parsley sauce. Like, it's a white sauce with parsley in it, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the traditional thing they would have there at home, you know.
As opposed to mustard.
Yeah, but you know, people nowadays, like, people want sauce on the side and stuff. So then, you know, that's where you get the mustard and just put a little dab of mustard on there.
And it's good mustard. It's grainy mustard.
Yeah,
it goes great with that that corned beef, which is not too salty. So I guess to get the recipe, they're going to have to go over to John Martin's, right?
Heart-healthy corned beef, Linda.
Well, if you cut off that fat, there you are.
Yeah.
Oh, as we've said, you know, once in a while, you can have a blowout, enjoy yourself, and then be good. All right, so let's talk a little bit about St. Patrick's Day. I mean, are they celebrating it in Ireland as we do here?
Yes, it's coming back into vogue over there. For years, like, it was kind of dormant, and you were getting more people over here for St. Patrick's Day in Ireland than there was in Ireland. But now they've realized, like, you know, that it's a holy day of obligation, really, in Ireland. You know, where people, first thing they do is get up and go to mass, and then they have parades in small towns and all that type of stuff right now, you know, and then of course the imbibe afterwards in the various pubs.
So and the wearing of the green, where that, because Ireland is so green looking, I mean, where did that come from?
Well, the wearing of the green, you know, everybody talks about St. Patrick's color was blue, really.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, initially it was blue, and then, like, with the presidential, the standard flag in Ireland, like, you know, there's the blue on it, you know, and then the wearing of the green is a symbol in the 18th century where people did it, like, in sympathy with Irish independence.
Okay, so we mustn't wear orange, that's for sure.
No.
Explain, can you tell us why?
Well, orange is it's the other part of Ireland.
Belonging to Great Britain.
Belonging to Great Britain,
yes.
Yeah.
All right, we won't go.
But you know, we're having them on the 6th of
at your March. What is it called? The Brit Week. Brit Week. So
yeah,
they'll be all right then. Okay, and tell us something about. Now, we always hear about Irish stew. What is an Irish stew?
Well, it's Irish stew is it's boiled beef, like, with everything else in there. I mean, everything left over you can find, you would throw it in there, like carrots, peas, onions, celery, a little bit of brown stock. And we do a Guinness and beef stew, so we drop a Guinness in there as well, you know.
Just a wee drop?
Mm.
I was looking at your chicken wings, which is on your right on the St. Patrick's Day menu.
Yeah.
Our notorious chicken wings prepared with a Guinness honey glaze.
Mm. Mm. We're big on everything to do with Guinness.
Well, I guess Fred Tasker will have something to say about that, right, Fred?
I would say Guinness is good for you.
Okay, so, and also, tell us something about Irish desserts. We haven't got to my favorite part yet.
Well, I mean, the bread pudding is our big thing. We do a Bushmills bread pudding.
Some people may not
know.
May not know what Bushmills is. Let's explain it.
Well, Bushmills is an Irish whiskey, and it was one of the first Irish distilleries, Fred. I think it's one of the oldest distilleries going. You know, it was established in 1608.
So you make your bread pudding, and you put
A wee dab of Bushmills in there, just to give it taste.
Okay, so you told us that. You're going to be having this Brit Week, and you brought us some scones. So we've got these enormous scones here,
mm-hmm.
and they've got cinnamon and sugar. And this is not the kind of scone I was used to.
These are major.
These are major, big. Tell us about them.
They're scones and steroids.
For sure.
But you know, scones, like how they started with scones was when you know everybody would be making bread, like you know, because all households made bread.
Like, sure.
You know, they wouldn't go to the store and buy it, so they'd make bread. And then they'd have a little bit left over, you know, so they would just make little small balls of it and put it in the baking tin and stick it in the oven.
So you're talking about it being a yeast bread, but usually scones are made with baking powder and soda.
And butter, right?
Well, probably.
Oh, yeah. Kerrygold.
Well, you brought us some Irish butter. Here.
Yeah.
And so that's important to have it with the scones?
Yeah. My doctor doesn't think so, but I think so. My wife doesn't think so either, but I'm a big Kerrygold fan.
And then you have some jam with it as well. And so what are we drinking with these scones?
Well, that's a good one. Fred, what could we drink with scones? A cup of tea probably is what most people would drink with.
I was going to say, how about a cup of tea?
That wouldn't go that well with Bushmills.
No. People have tea and scones, actually, you know.
All right, so tell me, what's the most popular dish you have over there at John Martin's?
Fish and chips.
So now I thought that was English.
Yeah, well, it is, but I mean, we have it. And we're one of the few places you can find it in the Gables, so we take ownership of that right now.
Is it going to be wrapped in a newspaper?
No.
Or served with vinegar?
No, it's cod. We use cod fillet and just dip it in beer batter, fry it up, and serve it with French fries, tartar sauce, lemon.
Well, sounds good to me. We're going to take a short break, but I just want to mention that before we leave, you said you had a special toast for us.
Well, there's I came across.
But we're going to come across it in a few minutes.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Right.
I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Martin Lynch. He's the co-owner with John Clark of John Martin's Restaurant and Irish Pub in Coral Gables. And we're going to take a short break, and we're going to be back with more.
And we return. It is today's Topical Currents, Joseph Cooper. Bonnie Berman returns Monday. We're here with Linda Gassenheimer and, of course, wine columnist Fred Tasker joining us via Skype. And we're having a good time talking about St. Patrick's Day, which is just around the corner. But we do want to add to what you've just been hearing is that we do need you to support the program, especially the local and regional programs that you hear on the station each and every day. Call us at 866-247-9576 or WLRNradio.org so that you can make your pledge online. So, Linda, are you going to the John Martin St. Patty's Day celebration?
Sounds like a major event.
I'll meet you there. Maybe Fred can fly in.
Yeah, okay, Fred, come and join us.
Might be worth it.
Well, we've been talking with Martin Lynch. He's the co-owner with John Clark of John Martin's Restaurant and Irish Pub in Coral Gables. He's been telling us about their St. Patrick's Day celebrations, and he'll tell us again, in a minute, because it's dinner in minutes time. So I've got an Irish dinner that you can make at home, help you celebrate St. Patrick's Day. It's quick and easy. It's whiskey pork with rosemary lentils. And
wow.
John Martin Lynch is going to tell me if this is acceptable. The whiskey gives a subtle flavor to the boneless pork chops. So you sauté the pork chops, maybe about 2 minutes aside, and then lower the heat and add the whiskey. And then you cover it with a lid and you cook the chops very gently, moist cooking, for about 5 minutes. The pork only needs to be about 145 degrees and it's done. And this moist cooking helps because the pork chops have no bones and no fat on them. So it keeps them from drying out. So you remove the pork itself and you add to the pan a little water, some brown sugar and some Dijon mustard, and you make that into a delicious whiskey sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Pour it over the pork. And then for the lentils, well, I used canned lentils. I rinsed them and I drained them. And I warmed them in the saucepan with a little water and some rosemary and garlic. And if you wanted to, I suppose Martin might just put a little extra whiskey in that. The complete recipe and a photo can be found at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred, big drinking day today, I suppose.
Well, it's time to talk about whiskey, and the question is this. If you put an Irishman and a Scotsman in the same room, what have you got?
Uh-oh.
And the answer is an argument. And it's probably about hard drink, and it's probably over hard drink. And the argument, which goes back centuries, is about which country invented whiskey. And it appears from my Googling that it was brought to Ireland in as long ago as the 700s by monks returning from the Mediterranean, of all places, and possibly Egypt, where they had invented distillation to make perfume.
And Fred, could I just ask you, because some people spell it W-H-I-S-K-Y, and some people K-E-Y.
That's right, and that's another argument that I'm going to get to in a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Stole your thunder.
So unfortunately, history does not record the name of the genius who discovered that instead of making perfume, you could use it to drink the stuff. And that must have been some party when they discovered that. The earliest record I can find of distillation in Scotland came from tax records in the 1400s, so the Irish may be ahead on that competition, although I suppose we'll now get angry calls from Scotsmen. In any case, the Scots like to say that even if the Irish did invent whiskey, it was the Scots who perfected it. So now I suppose we'll get angry calls from Irishmen. In any case, the two countries can't even agree on how to spell whiskey. The Scots spell it whiskey, W-H-I-S-K-Y, and the Irish spell it with an E, W-H-I-S-K-E-Y, and I don't know why. But in any case, most of Europe came around and indulging in the stuff and using it from everything from curing smallpox to numbing troops before battle. Can't you imagine going into a battle with a load on like that? Anyway, another example of the disagreements between the two countries is the legend of the Irish giant Finn McCool, who will be toasted in Irish pubs all over the country this week. The Irish giant Finn McCool had an adversary who was the Scottish giant Benan Donner, and one day the two set out for a final battle to actually settle things. But when the Irish giant saw the size of the Scottish giant, he realized he probably couldn't beat him up. So his quick-thinking wife quickly dressed him as a baby, and when the Scottish giant
as a baby?
Saw that.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, fine. Just wanted to make
sure.
And
when the Scottish giant saw that, he decided that if English babies were that big, their adult giants would be huge. So he fled, and the Irish won that one. So the arguments go on, and maybe the truth is in the fact that there's a saying in a lot of pubs that whiskey was actually invented by God to keep the Irish from ruling the world.
Well, I don't know what Martin would have to say about that.
I've heard that one before, okay.
As a postscript, now the Irish-Scottish rival is about to have another battle. Because of global climate change, the two countries are warm enough these days that there are more than 400 vineyards and wineries in the British Isles, including Ireland and Scotland. So it's time to take sides in another rivalry. And here's the question, with a good steak, would you rather have a nice wine from the Bacchus grape from Ireland or one from the Catawba grape from Scotland? And you might lose either way, which means I'll probably be getting angry calls from both countries. Well, John, Martin, have you Do you serve any Irish wines?
You're an educator. You're giving me an education here, Fred. I've never even heard of it.
Oh, well, I think you'd probably have trouble even buying them here, but with global warming, it's in the wave of the future.
I'll have to check it out. I'm going there in the summer, so we'll check it out, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, tell us about the Irish wines.
Right. Well, you said you had a special toast. What is it, Martin?
Well, I came across this one, and I thought it was quite cute.
Now, this isn't going to get us trouble with the FCC.
This is not going to get it. No. It says, may your pockets be heavy and your heart be light. May good luck pursue you each morning and night.
Oh.
Well, that was a nice one.
Here's
another one. Here's hoping you live forever, and mine is the last voice you hear. Okay? May your house always be too small to hold all of your friends. Or one more. Okay. We should be having a little drag of something with each one of these toasts, I suppose. Good food, good meat, good God. Let's eat.
And the famous Irish joke, what's Irish and sits on your back porch?
No, you've stumped us on that one.
Patio furniture.
That was very bad. That was very bad. So in your pub there, Martin, how do you spell whiskey?
W-H-I-S-K-E-Y.
E-Y. Okay. So you'll excuse us if we spell it the other way.
Well, you just look on the bottle of Bushmills, and that'll tell you how to spell it.
Yeah. All right. So we only have about a minute left, but tell us once more what's going to be going on over there at the Irish pub.
Well, Sunday, we're starting off with the brunch on Sunday. Irish music all day, open mic Sunday night. And then Monday, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day in John Martin's. All day, all night, Mary Ann.
And where are you located?
253 Miracle Mile, Coral Gables. We're taking reservations for the brunch, actually, so 445-3777.
That's on Monday.
No, the brunch is on Sunday.
Sunday brunch.
There's no reservations for Monday?
No.
No, it's so a work day.
You turn those tables pretty fast, I bet.
Well, we just can't honor them. You know, we tried once upon a time, and we had a problem honoring them, so.
So there'll be a lot of people that get there early, huh?
That's it.
Okay, and there'll be Irish bands and all kinds of fun going on.
Yeah, we got a bagpiper, all that kind of stuff going, so.
Oh, wow. A bagpiper, is that Irish?
No, but we integrate all groups, like I said, you know.
Okay. Well, thank you, Martin Lynch, for joining us. Martin Lynch, with his partner John Clark, owns John Martin's Restaurant and Irish Pub in Coral Gables. Their St. Patrick's Day celebrations is going to start over the weekend, on the Sunday. And there'll be live bands, lots of Irish food and drink, and contact them for more reservations if needed. Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
And we're going to take a break, of course.
Always a pleasure.
And Joseph Cooper, great to be with you and eat with you very well today.
It was excellent today.
All right, so I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me next Thursday for more food news and views.
And thanks for tuning in. A special thanks for making those pledges. We always seek support for our many regional and locally oriented program offerings. They give WLRN a unique South Florida flavor. Again, the number 1-866-247-9576, or you can pledge also at WLRNradio.org. Tomorrow at 1 is Ed Bell and the South Florida Arts Beat. We return Monday with one of our favorite guests, historian Paul George. Again, that pledge line, 1-866-247-9576. And to the calendar for March 13th, on this day in 1911, 103 years ago, the birth of Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard in Tilden, Nebraska. His early influence came from the native Blackfeet tribe. He first publicized his Dianetics self-help theory in 1950. And in 1951, 63 years ago, the Dennis the Menace comic strip is first syndicated, drawn by Hank Ketcham, whose son was named Dennis. The TV sitcom featured the Mitchell family from 1959 through 1963. Troubled child star Jay North has lived in Florida for many years. One more before we say Dos Fidanya. On this day in 1992, 22 years ago, Pravda, the official news voice of the Soviet Communist Party, closes its doors on order of Boris Yeltsin. It was founded by Lenin in 1912. So we leave with a thought from L. Ron Hubbard, who in the 1930s published pulp fiction novels. Quote, "A culture is only as great as its dreams, and its dreams are dreamed by artists." Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, stay tuned. Here and Now up next from NPR News, and please make that pledge.